You may have heard the first ever Format Festival is taking place through Sunday in Bentonville. How does a city get ready for its first large music festival? Ozarks at Large's Anna Pope reports.
An ad for the first Format Festival dropped in August, previewing the 80 live music acts and two dozen visual performances and institutional artists who will be at the event. Format is a three-day festival merging music, art, and technology set on 250 acres, 5 minutes outside of Bentonville. Bentonville is home to nearly 57,000 people, and 10,000 individuals are expected at Format this weekend. When planning for an event of this size, Debbie Griffin says ensuring there are enough rooms in the area was part of the process.
So we had a joint collaboration with county and city officials, but also with our local community partners, the Visit Bentonville team, the Downtown Bentonville team, everyone who works to bring tourists and people to Northwest Arkansas and the Bentonville area were all involved in those initial meetings.
Griffin is the director of administration for the city of Bentonville, and the city approved the festival's plans in July. Griffin says conversations about the event began more than a year ago. Festival goers will stay in hotels in Bentonville and different areas in Northwest Arkansas. About 150 people will spend their nights in camp format in communal or custom luxury tents offered through the festival.
And I know that there will be some camping on site. Logistically, those were things that we needed to work out too, because we're talking about not only sanitation issues, but also safety issues with our public safety. But I also know that the coordinators of the festival worked ahead of time to make sure that there were hotel blocks and rooms that were available for the area. So it's a huge economic boom for our city, and we're very excited to welcome them to the area.
For Format, part of the two-lane paved Price Coffee Road will be closed between Gooseberry Road and Arkansas 72. Festival vehicles and local traffic will be allowed on the 1.7 miles closed section of the road.
There was a lot of coordination with our streets and transportation area with the city and the county, but also from an engineering standpoint, when you look at, we talked a little bit about the lodging, when we're bringing camping in, even when they're putting in temporary bridges or temporary roads or temporary walkways, those things all have to be coordinated, you know, months in advance to make sure that the requirements that are required by the city from a safety standpoint have all been met.
People across the United States and other countries are expected to attend the festival, and Griffin says Bentonville is no stranger to holding large events.
Well, I think there have been several events like that. You know, we're known for some of our larger biking events, which attracts thousands of people to the area each year, some of the larger biking events. And I think this is the first year for this festival. We hope that they'll continue to be an annual event and continue to come back to Bentonville. But I think you could liken this to the Bentonville Film Festival that we've seen come to our community year after year. And that brings thousands to the area as well.
The Bentonville Bike Festival this year expected around 20,000 attendees in June, and the Bentonville Film Festival showed 90 films and had 85,000 attendees in 2018. For Ozarks at Large in the Bruce and Ann Applegate News Studio 1 at the Carver Center for Public Radio, I'm Anna Pope.